the blemish. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today, the blemish. How many times have we looked at the blemishes in life and thought to ourselves, gee, that's terrible. Those blemishes are so unkind. Those blemishes are so unbeautiful. My goodness, the blemishes. We have the opportunity of not seeing the blemishes, but seeing the beauty. Have you ever looked at someone's face and you saw a scab? Have you ever looked at someone's face and you saw where they shaved and they had cut their skin and blood had trickled out a little bit and they had stopped it, but the thing is that you still knew they nicked themselves? Have you ever looked at someone who had a limp or someone who had a problem of any sort of at all and paid attention to it? And then, have you ever looked at someone who was absolutely a magnificent person as a philosopher, for instance? They like to talk about philosophy. They are sharing ideas about philosophy. And you're listening to them, and they're sharing ideas about perfection, they're sharing ideas about idealism, they're sharing ideas about all of the beautiful things that make up philosophy. And you think to yourself, wow, what a glorious person, what a beautiful mind, what a beautiful being, how perfect that person must be. And then you're drawn to an imperfection about the person. You're drawn to an imperfection that tells you, hey, look at that person, they're in a wheelchair. And Manly P. Hall, with the Philosophical Center, he was in a wheelchair most of his life. And he wrote volumes and volumes and volumes, books and lectures on books, on the most intensive subjects of religion, philosophy, and psychology. He's just a most amazing man, most amazing man. And he would get up before his lecture hall of hundreds of people, and as they would sit there listening to him, he'd be sitting in his wheelchair in the middle of the stage, an empty stage, maybe a bouquet of flowers there. But he would weave a tale of philosophy, weave a tale of history, weave a tale of information. And the people would be so thrilled, they would see him virtually standing there, radiant, telling all these beautiful things. They'd see him glorified in every way, sharing out these things. They would not see him in a wheelchair. They would never think of him in a wheelchair. In fact, when you think of Manly P. Hall, you don't think of him at all in a wheelchair. And yet he was very definitely in a wheelchair. Now, that was a blemish. But he lived his life so beautifully, so valiantly, so wonderfully, that you did not think of the blemish when you thought of him. You didn't think of the blemish when you looked at him. And perhaps it wasn't a blemish. Perhaps it was something just to distract you if you were not really interested in what he was talking about. But once he started weaving his story, once he started weaving his pattern of information, and he was a photographic memory, just a most amazing man, once he started telling his ideas, his topic, you just fell in love with him and you listened and you just soaked up everything he said and you were wherever he took you in consciousness. As we train ourselves to look at the people in our world and not to see their blemishes, but to see the ideal in them, the perfection in them, then the perfection is all that we will know. We don't look at a person who nicked themselves while they were shaving and say, oh my God, how terrible that is. Oh, what a shame, what a shame. We don't think a thing about it. Because we know that nick will go away in a short time and it'll never be there and you'll never realize that it was there in the first place or that it was there for even just a moment. And the same is true of any other imperfection in our being. A person who has a limp, if he is a noble and fantastic being, if he's a person who likes himself and who just does whatever he does, and he does it so beautifully and so wonderfully, it's great. It reminds me of our prisoner in jail, in the penitentiary, Joseph. Joseph had a problem, and he got shot in the leg, and so he lost his leg. And then he was going around on a prosthesis, and he had to have crutches and prosthesis. And as he was going around on this prosthesis, he was doing just fine. He was romping up and down the yard and just being very active and very energetic and very athletic. And then he had a problem in the other foot. And the other foot had cancer in the foot, which started to eat away at the foot, and it was a very tough thing for him to have. Well, then he had to have some sort of a prosthesis on that foot. He had to have something to do that. And so he was in a wheelchair. And then he was in a wheelchair, but he didn't want to be in a wheelchair. He went to a class where he had to work with other prisoners and help them to understand that they can live with their problems, they can live with their circumstances and not be overdone by them. And then he was wearing crutches, and he was having a cane and getting around with it, but he was not going to let himself be knocked down. And everybody looked at him and says, "My God, with all the things that you got going against you, you sure have a good attitude about life." And Joseph said, "Of course I have a good attitude about life. I like myself." And then he went to a class, and the class was Life Without a Cane. Life without crutches, without a cane. And so he had to, of course, learn how to operate without a cane, without crutches, be self-confident and do it. Well, he did it. He did it, and he did it beautifully. And it just went to show how wonderful things can be. And as he did this, he just showed himself and others how wonderful things were. But then he had a little setback with one leg. It started to have more problems. And so he had to have a wheelchair again, and he had to have crutches and a cane again. But he went through the cycle, and he went through it until he came back to the realization that he was being himself and having fun. Now, he would not allow others to see his blemish. He was such a bubble of personality that everyone looked at him and talked to him and said to him, "My gosh, you are a super guy. You're a wonderful guy. You're a fabulous..." Because he had to more or less overkill. He had just put in greater enthusiasm the fact of who he was and what he was and how he liked himself and how the world was a great place. Well, life continues for Joseph, and he continues to have little conditions that he works with. But the training that he's given himself up to now is a training that will stand him in good stead as he goes on in his life. As he goes on in his life with the circumstances that he has and the conditions that he has. There have been men and women who had to have prostheses to help them to walk, to help them to use their arms, their legs, and many people had problems that were just insolvable, so to speak. But they solved them first in their own attitude about themselves. They were not going to be down. They were going to be up. They were not going to be in bondage to the circumstances, to the blemish that was in their world about themselves. They rose above it and were sort of unaware of it, if you can believe that. They were unaware of it to the point where they lived their life as normally as they possibly could understand to live it. Yes, we all have the opportunity to have blemishes in our life from time to time. And if we concentrate on the blemishes, we will certainly not benefit from them. And the blemish comes to us to give us an opportunity to be beyond it, to be untouched by it. When we look at a friend and we see a blemish on them, and if we concentrate on the blemish, then our friend is not a friend, our friend is a blemish. If we look at a person in the world who has circumstances that are overwhelming, and we look at that person and we say, that's the person who has circumstances that are overwhelming, then we are putting the wrong criteria on our relationship. We're putting wrong criteria on our way of thinking about these people and who they are. Now, there are people who love to show you their scars of their appendix being taken out 20, 30, 50 years ago. They love to show you their scars. They love to say this is their problem and that's their problem. And they will live their entire life with that blemish in their heart. But the minute they will release it and live in the now and live with the proper idea about who and what they are, they will be untouched by their blemish or the blemish of anyone else or even the blemish in the world. We have the opportunity to be master of all these things. We have the opportunity to let the blemishes of the world go and concentrate on the perfection that is within us first and then within the world. And whatever perfection we have within us, we know because the world is demonstrating it back to us. And the more that we concentrate on the perfection that's within us, the more that perfection overwhelms everything in our life and is the master consciousness, the master attitude for who and what we are. Let go of the blemishes and concentrate on the purity and goodness. And be surprised and delighted when all of a sudden someone comes up to you and says, come on, let's go play tennis. You say, hey, I'm in a wheelchair. Oh, sorry, I didn't even notice that. I didn't even realize that. I'm sorry. Can't you play tennis in a wheelchair? Well, I never tried. Well, come on, let's try. Okay, I'll be gentle with you. And I'll put the ball as close to you as I can so you don't have to fiddle-faddle too much. And little by little, here is this tennis player in a wheelchair. And why not? No blemish there. Have a lovely day. No blemish in your life. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.